Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a brand new year. We've got Sydney Brennan on the line with Zayers, and it is our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Jamie, and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners out there as well.
Sydney, of course, we will be chatting about how your holidays and New Year's went, but first, let's get to our recipe of the week. What do you have for us this week? It sounds like almost a full meal here.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, I hope all our listeners out there had a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. And speaking of the new year, I think something that often comes up this time of year is New Year's resolutions. And maybe some of you out there have made a New Year's resolution to incorporate more nutritious foods into your diet. And if that's the case, then this week's recipe might be great for you. It's called balsamic chicken and veggie sheet pan dinner.
Okay, Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so sheet pan meals are a fantastic way to get nutritious food on the dinner table quickly, and they're great for weeknight meals. As just like you said, Jamie, you're placing all the ingredients for the entire meal on one baking sheet, and you're going to cook it at the same time, which translates to less dishes and less prep time. So to make this recipe, first you're going to mix balsamic vinegar, olive oil, minced garlic, some chopped basil, Dijon mustard, and salt and pepper in a bowl until well combined. Then you're going to pour half of that marinade over 1 1/4 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast or thighs. Place that in your fridge to marinate while you chop up about 4 cups of broccoli, 3 to 4 carrots, and about 2 cups of either mushrooms, bell peppers, or red onions. You're going to place your veggies on a parchment-lined baking sheet and pour the remaining balsamic sauce over top. Toss that until it's well coated. Then you're going to place your marinated chicken on there as well. Pop it in the oven and bake it for about 20 minutes, flipping your veggies about halfway through. And you'll know it's done once your chicken is cooked thoroughly. Then you can serve it for a quick dinner, or you can even cool and portion it into containers to take for lunches for the week. So either way, this recipe is a keeper.
It sounds great. We'll have it, of course, available for you on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Again, it's a sheet pan dinner right there for you. Sounds great. Now, Sydney, of course, we're into the new year, and as you mentioned, with things like New Year's resolutions, we're thinking about healthy eating. Any advice off the top? Of course, you can reach out to Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers, for consultations. But what would you like people to think about heading into the new year? Is it terms of being realistic, or what do you think?
Absolutely, Jamie. That's a great point. So I think, you know, if there's anything that I'd like to kind of convey when it comes to New Year's resolutions is that it doesn't have to be an all or nothing sort of a goal. Just like you said, we want those goals to be sustainable and we want them to be realistic for you. So that could be something as simple as, yeah, you know what, making a homemade dinner once per week. That is a great goal. So if you're, you know, kind of thinking about maybe making some changes this new year, feel free to reach out to me. All of my contact information is on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zayers.
And do reach out and get in touch with Sydney Brennan. So Sydney, got to ask, how were the holidays? I know we had so much snow over Christmas, and I think you were planning on traveling that weekend. How did your Christmas go?
We did. We had so much snow, Jamie. There's a lot of shoveling. But you know what? All of our plans worked out. Thankfully, all of our family is located in a pretty close geographical region. So we had lots of turkey. We had lots of stuffing. We even had pizza one night for Christmas dinner because we were tired of cooking. So it was just a really great holiday all.
And how about your New Year's? Are you the type that goes out New Year's, or do you? It seems like so many are staying home, in fact, for New Year's.
You know what? Usually we do stay home, but this year we decided to reach a happy medium. So we just went to a friend's house with a couple of friends and had a nice night in and made some homemade pasta and some mussels. And it was a night definitely focused around food, but yeah, it was great.
And what a difference from all of that snow over the holidays to here we are, barely any snow. Incredible.
Absolutely. I know. I took a walk in the rain last night, so I hope that everybody stays dry out there.
And your cats had a good holiday?
They did. They got lots of new toys from the grandparents. So they will have lots of different things to play with for a long time coming.
Oh, there you go. It's a brand new year. And of course, every Friday we check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, as airs with our recipe of the week. Sydney, thanks so much. And we'll chat again.
Thanks so much, Jamie. And again, Happy New Year to everyone out there.